Well, I have to say we still have to be better with the ball. Mm. You know, we have to be better with the ball than what we showed. But you know, we've turned a horrible run into a decent situation now. Mm. So you know, we're down literally to the bare bones. Mm. We had another two injuries today. So when you consider we've got 11 missing, then the sort of run we're on, praise credit to them that they've rolled up their sleeves and at least, you know, give a performance which has been good enough to beat Sheffield Wednesday.
So what happened to Lansbury and then Baker?
Lansbury, unfortunately, has hurt his Achilles in the warm-up. He was uncomfortable a little bit with it yesterday. Thought it was going to be okay. So we'll see how it is. But obviously we lost him in the warm-up. And that's been another blow to us because that disrupted us totally. You know, he's playing well at the moment. But we've managed to overcome it. But in the long term, I'll not know until the next 48 hours.
And when Nathan had to leave, you changed the formation as well to accommodate that.
Yeah, I just thought that we needed a bit more up the front to hit it forward a little bit early to give us a little bit. And to be honest, I've always wanted to see how Yedinak can play there. So in the situation we're in, you know, I've known him, he's playing there in his early days because he had so many balls coming into our box and everything, you'd think centre-half is ready-made for him. So it was good. Little change of formation today worked.
Mm-hmm. And when they went down to 10, give credit to them, they made it quite tricky for you.
I've got good players at the end of the day. They've been in the top six in this division for the best part of 2 years. Mm. They're settled. How on earth we've given them Bannon away? Did we give him away as well on a free transfer? That really, really does baffle me, I have to say, because he's a fabulous little footballer. But I think they've got good players. The boy Wallace, they've got Rhodes up the front. Look, they're in the top six because they deserve to be, and you know, good luck to them. But today we've managed to have the edge over them, and the big decisions of course has gone our way.
Mm-hmm. And another pat on the back for John Codge. I mean, without his goals this season, but it would be
we would be in serious trouble. Even when we're one up, we've had 2-3 opportunities. Alan Hutton, Conor Hourihan in particular, got great opportunities and we missed them. And unfortunately it hasn't mattered today, but still rankles with me because we've created another wonderful chances to really kill the game off just when they've gone down to 10 men and missed them. And as it cost us the other day against Huddersfield in a big game, today we've got away with it.
You mentioned on Friday you were singing the praises of Forestieri. Quite a good thing you see him out the side.
Yeah, I don't know, is he sick or has he got an injury or not even in the squad? So you got a knee injury, is he? He's a good player, so you know, but hey, Tom, at the end of the day, we had 10 missing, so we're entitled to have a little bit of luck with one of their better players not missing.
How pleased were you with the clean sheet again? Because you talk about that a lot.
Well, I think it's vitally important. The goalkeeper's grown in confidence with every game he gets. That's now 4 out of 5 clean sheets, so it gives you the platform. And there's a certain resilience against them. Yes, we can still do better. There's still a long way to go, but the way they're working for each other, we're starting to see, finally anyway, a little bit of spirit that it means something, and that takes time. So all in all, we'll take the 2-0, walk away from it in a typical championship game where things today went our way.
48 points, are you at the relaxing stage yet?
I don't think with the job I've got here there's any relaxing to do. There's still a big job on. We've made life a little bit more comfortable. We're disappointed, really, that horrible run we had for 6 weeks. If we had just been average form instead of rock bottom form, then we might have been in a position, because now the tickly bit starts. I always say when the daffodils come up, the tickly bit starts, you know. So teams who've gone along for so well, you know, they all start getting a bit twitchy. And when the tulips come up, then it's even better.